Chapter 10. Dickens on Stage. As he looked at himself in the mirror, he was talking, but not with his usual voice. He was acting, being the characters in his novels. The life of a writer is usually quiet, but Charles Dickens was not usual in any way. He could not live a quiet life. We know that he always loved the theatre. He could copy a lot of different voices. When he was young, he wanted to be a professional actor. He acted in a few plays at different times, and he was a great success. In fact, Dickens' love of the theatre and his work as a writer were not very different. One of his daughters remembered a story about her father. He was writing a book at his desk, but every few minutes he stood up. He walked to a mirror and began to put on the faces of his different characters. As he looked at himself in the mirror, he was talking, but not with his usual voice. He was acting, being the characters in his novels. In fact, for years, Dickens often tested stories by reading them to friends. Sometimes he read parts from his books to crowds in theatres. He usually gave the money to the poor. After Little Dorrit was published, Dickens decided to do more of these readings. A month before Catherine left the family home, he planned a tour of theatres. One of his close friends did not like the idea, but Dickens did not change his mind. "I must do something," he wrote. He also understood that this was a good business idea. This time, Dickens planned to keep the money from the tour. Dickens was still very popular, but the newspapers were full of stories about the end of his marriage. There were a lot of questions. Did he love Ellen Ternan? Did he love Georgina Hogarth? Some of the newspapers attacked him. In his novels, he always wrote warmly about strong, happy families. The message was that nothing was more important in life. But in his own life, Dickens was ending his marriage. He did not hide his feelings for a woman the same age as his own daughter. Some of Dickens' friends worried. Perhaps, after all this, Dickens was not so popular with the British people. There was no need to worry. Dickens began the tour in London. When he first walked on stage, the crowd in the theatre was very excited. The same happened on the rest of the tour. Dickens always started on time, walking onto the stage with a flower in his jacket. He had a book in his hands, but he really did not need it. Dickens could remember the scenes perfectly. When he began to read, he seemed to change. His voice was different, and he even looked different. He seemed to become each new character. The clever Sam Weller from Pickwick Papers, the nurse Mrs. Gamp from Martin Chuzzlewit, the mean old man Scrooge from A Christmas Carol. The crowds laughed at the funny characters. Hundreds of people cried during the sad scenes. The tour was a great success, leaving Dickens happy but tired. A second national tour in the winter of 1858 was also successful. After these tours, Dickens planned a new magazine. As usual, he started a book for the magazine. The story, A Tale of Two Cities, was Dickens' first historical novel since Barnaby Rudge. The two cities of the title were Paris and London, and Dickens was writing about the French Revolution of 1789. The first words of the book are very famous. "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." Of course, Dickens wanted the novel to have a message for the present day. If most people do not have good schools and good work conditions, it is dangerous for everybody. A Tale of Two Cities told the history of the revolution, but it was also a love story, and readers never forget Sidney Carton. Great Dickens characters. Sidney Carton. At first, the English lawyer is described as selfish and lazy. He looks very similar to Darnay. He loves the same woman, Lucy, but she loves Darnay. At the end of the novel, Darnay is going to be killed in Paris by revolutionaries. For the love of Lucy, Carton takes Darnay's place. Darnay escapes and returns to Lucy. In the book's famous last scene, Carton goes bravely to his death. He is doing a far, far better thing than I have ever done. A Tale of Two Cities was shorter than most of Dickens' other works, and it was much more serious, but readers loved it. Dickens described it as the best story I have ever written. Perhaps Dickens was thinking about himself and Ellen Ternan when he wrote Sidney Carton's romantic last scene. But Dickens did not lose Ellen. He saw her often, paying for a house for her and her family in London. In 1859, Ellen stopped acting in the theatre. This was probably Dickens' idea. In 1860, Dickens decided to make Gadshill Place his main home. He kept a flat in London for short visits to the city. At about this time, he burned all his personal letters and papers in a great fire. After that, Dickens destroyed every new personal letter. More than ever, the most famous writer in the country wanted a private life.